Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm glad you're here. We're having it. Our good friend Deborah Fine is here. Deborah is the author of the Fine Art of Small Talk, also the Fine Art of Big Talk, and the Fine Art of Confident Conversations is another book, and her new book, I guess this is her fourth one, Beyond Texting, the Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communications for Teenagers. She's our good friend, Deborah Fine. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I had an exciting thing happen with my, with all my books, but with me, is that, are you familiar with CBS Sunday Morning? Sunday, the national show. So I was on last month. They did a whole segment. Thank you very much. They did a whole segment on small talk. Isn't that interesting?
Wow.
And you
That's
know how they,
great.
They do a story, you know, how they, so that, so it was really in depth, and they actually talked about how, they talked to somebody from the University of Chicago, a professor, about how connecting with people, you know, how right now we sit on, we'll sit on a subway. I mean, I don't use a subway because I live in Colorado. I'm not sure you do either, but everyone in the audience can picture this, because this is related to Beyond Texting for Teenagers with their, plugged in, right? Their ears are plugged in. You can see
earphones,
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so why would you ever turn to the next person? I mean, I'm not going to interrupt you if you have earphones in, right? You're
That's
otherwise
right.
engaged. And so, and they did all these studies on people starting conversations with strangers on the subway, mass transportation, that type of thing, and then studied their adrenaline and their, you know, blood levels and all this stuff, and the connections that they made, and not necessarily always, they were always positive, number one, but number two, they didn't always, you know, people who, quote-unquote, network, you don't always get something, right? You don't always get what you want. You don't get a new customer, a new client, whatever. Networking, to me, is about just building those relationships so that you never know. Every conversation is an opportunity. So they had an expert from the University of Chicago talk about that, and then they actually went to the Air Force Academy and talked about how they have a program there teaching cadets. It's part of the curriculum now to teach cadets not only etiquette but conversation skills. And so they brought that all together with the expert, Deborah Fine. But so they showcase my book and the work that I do and all that. But it's interesting because cadets, although they're not teenagers, obviously, and there's a lot to admire about
cadets. They're still millennials.
They're still millennials, exactly. And the cadets currently have grown up with devices. And so I'm guessing every small business owner that's listening to you, whether he or she owns a retail outlet, whether he or she's an attorney or a CPA, whatever it may be, is really faced with this dilemma in that, you know, not all of us are, Jim, you know, Jim, like, you're born with a gift of gab. Let's face it, Jim. But for people that weren't born with that gift and then grow up using a device to do most of our communication or at least hide behind it or use it as a crutch, then what happens when you want them to interact with your customers and your clients, and or if you're an attorney or CPA, architect, be a rainmaker, right?
So, well, the thing that I remind people about, and by the way, congratulations on that exposure. And I'm not the least bit surprised, and it's very appropriate that they would bring you on a program to talk about those things. But the thing that I try to remind people about, Deborah, is that face to face is the original social media.
Isn't
and that's
that
not going
true?
To until you and I can become proficient at telepathy, it's still going to be face-to-face, opening our mouths and talking to each other is still going to be the key, because we're analog, as you and I were talking about earlier, we're analog beings. Analog beings want to see faces. We want to be, you know, and I just think that the technology has been great. I use technology like crazy in my business. I couldn't do without it, but it should not replace the face-to-face necessity requirement of business and of life. And to me, if it does, what's happening is you're focusing on the content and you're not focusing on the context. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And but it's you know what? We went into a gelato store in Arizona over the New Year, and it was in Phoenix. So, I'm Jim. It's hard to describe because we went in twice because we're we need to cool it about how much we eat here. But nonetheless, we went in twice, 2 days in a row. So it wasn't a unique. The way that you were greeted when you walked in the store, the way you they chit-chatted you with you while they got your order, because digging into ice cream and everything, and they were all young people, right. And I thought. And then the next day we went back, and it was such an amazing experience that I remember it and noted it to my husband and knew how well trained they were. And yet, I hate to dump on more on Chipotle, but they happen to have originated from Denver. We all know, we read in the newspapers that they're struggling because of E. coli. And I'm such a fan, and I feel so bad for the people that work there. They're losing their jobs, that I have continued to go there. Now, you may think I'm crazy, but I have continued to go there. I went there as recently as 2 weeks ago expecting, wow, welcome, we so appreciate your support, or something to the customer that would make me feel that I was special. Right. That I was still, or a signage. How about signage? We so appreciate you, your continued support.
What did you find?
Nothing. No, it was just, hi, I want a bowl and da-da-da.
Like in the other day, right?
Right. And, Jim, we read in the newspaper they're having a meeting on February 8th. They're closing down all their stores for a couple hours. Well, big deal. Closing down their store, people aren't going in, so that's probably not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And February 8th seems like a far away to me. I don't know how you feel. Today's January something. Mm-hmm. But. You're the expert on customer service and small business, and I get Chipotle is not a small business, but each store is a small business, right? Isn't it?
That's exactly right.
And I just don't understand why I'm not welcomed
But Deborah, this is happening all over the marketplace. This is something my audience knows. I've been railing about this for 15 or more, for 18 years, I guess. Is I don't understand. Small businesses do this, Deborah. I walk into a small business and I get the feeling sometimes that I'm inconveniencing them.
Am I
bothering you? I'm sorry. I didn't. Please forgive me for deigning to come in and take some of your time and think about maybe buying something from you. I'll go ahead and leave now so I don't bother you anymore. That's how I feel. And
but
if you're a small
exactly
business
right.
and that customer has that experience, guess what, folks? That's a death wish. You won't last
find
long.
Another place to get there.
Deborah Fine, ladies and gentlemen. DeborahFine.com, is that right?
That's right, Jim. Thank you. DeborahFine.com.
DeborahFine. Quick break, 20 after. We're going to talk about the millennials a little bit more after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.